Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to me on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. I usually reserve Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for a radio show with a good friend of ours. His name is Ole Cantos. But Ole's been busy. He's an attorney. He's also a city council member. And sometimes he just gets behind the times. So I am here to kind of give people an update on some of the things that we've been working on. And if I get interrupted by our guest, I will start the radio show with our guest. So anyway, so here's a few things. It's been a while since I've gotten a chance to give you guys updates on some of the things we've been working on. So I own a company called PM Marketing, LLC. It's a company I've had forever. 18 years, but we haven't made an updated commercial for a really long time. It's been since 1998. So that's a long time, 26-something years or something along that line. So it's been a while. Anyway, so we've survived, if you will. Most small businesses go out of business within the first year. Many of them never last 5 years, hardly anybody last 10 years. And in today's day and age, especially with COVID and the economy and all the mergers, acquisitions, and everything else going on, a company like mine to be around for 25-plus years is probably the exception to the rule. So we made it. So as we've made it, we've done some expanding of some of our product lines. Of course, we're really big, of course, on websites and website hosting and lead generation for home-based businesses. We have our humongous classified ad network, and humongous is spelled the way I spell it, probably the way you would spell it if I said you don't have to spell it the way it's properly spelled in the English language. You could spell it the way it sounds, Y-O-U-M-O-N-G-U-S. So Humongous Ad Network is our ad network, which consists of dozens of classified ad websites that are used to promote different and various things, mostly home-based related businesses, entrepreneurial ventures, affiliate programs, online marketing, things along that line. And if you go to Humongous, Y-O-U-M-O-N-G-U-S.com, you'll be able to see that plus some previous things that we've worked on before. So we've again, to summarize a little bit, we've been still busy on lead generation. We've still been busy on our classified ads. Our radio shows like Building Fortunes Radio have really gone in a wide range of different things. We started off specifically for MLM and home-based businesses specifically, but we've broadened, if you will, our reach to have home coaches or home-based business coaches, health coaches, lifestyle coaches. We've done everything from the traditional home-based businesses to entrepreneurial ventures where we've helped people with construction. We've helped people with advocacy kind of groups. We've helped people with all different types of issues, either single-time radio shows. We've done promoting different and various things to advocacy things like on the vaccine agenda with disbarred, if you will, attorney Alan Phillips. We've talked about controversial things for sure with a good friend of ours, StopTheAmwayToolScam.wordpress.com. That's Scott Johnson. And we've done things with Citizens.org, which is a great citizens group. We've worked together with the trade associations like DSWA, the Direct Selling World Alliance, which used to be called the Direct Selling Women's Alliance, with a good friend of ours. Her name is Nikki Kiyohoho. She's done shows with us. We've had previous top trainers like Jerry Clark, brought together by Janine Avila. Recently, we've had people like Kim Claver, everyone from Tom Big Al Schreider to Jay Sargent, and a few other people as well. So we've done a lot of stuff with a lot of really great, fantastic speakers. We've had hypnotists. We've had Scientologists. We've had anti-Scientologists. We've had everything from cult leaders to people that talk about cult leaders. You can check out Fred Y when he was working with Keith Raniere, who was the founder of Nexium, and now he's in jail for about 120 million years. That's Keith Raniere. Fred Y ran a company called Harvest America, and that was like the precursor to a whole bunch of other things as well. We've had conversations with people that are Uber drivers, Airbnb people. We've done real estate for sure. We've done everything from blogging to lots of stuff on Building Fortunes Radio. There's over thousands, and that's not a hyperbolic exaggerated number. There's thousands of individual radio shows on Building Fortunes Radio. And Building Fortunes Radio gets picked up by a lot of the podcast repeaters, I call them. People like iTunes, they pick up our radio shows. People like Player FM, Mixcloud, iVox, Stitcher. You'll find us on iHeartRadio. We're all over the place. And because we post both to the Blog Talk Radio platform and ourselves, we get picked up twice. So we're on dozens and dozens of podcast repeaters. So if it seems like when you go searching for Building Fortunes Radio, it's everywhere, it's because it is. And that's where you are right now. We've even done Alexa skills. So if you ask your favorite electronic device to go find the Building Fortunes Radio skill, they'll find it for you, and you'll be able to hear the previous radio show that we've done there. We've developed traffic mechanisms using all of our classified ad sites and all the other things that we've done as well. So if you are someone who is looking to drive traffic to a website, you could certainly do with our traffic. We've also done some really cool things with some websites, and what I should probably do is take a little bit of a breather for a second. So I'm going to play our Building Fortunes Radio commercial, and then I'll come back on the other end, and I'll give you the other half of some of the newer things we've been working on.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networklead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networklead.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles is here again, just kind of giving you an update for our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience. I know I do a lot of radio shows for a lot of different people. I've name-dropped just a few of them at the beginning part of this little radio show. And rarely do I get a chance to do something for myself. So I figured let me use this little time spot to kind of give you guys some updates on some of the things we've been working on. For some of you, you may know that I am a .news freak evangelist, if you will. I don't know what word to use. I'm an enthusiastic person for the .news domain names. So a long time ago, you know, .com, .net, .biz, .org, those were the popular ones, and now there's about 400 or 500, if you will, domain name extensions. When .news came about, I was lucky to win an auction for MLM.news. So I've owned MLM.news since, I believe it was 2015, I think. So I've been a huge .news enthusiast, and I bought the .news domain name for a lot of domain names, probably more than I can afford. I say that playfully, but it's partially true. I own MLM.news. I own, believe it or not, I figured might as well buy the opposite, anti-MLM.news. I own anti-MLM.news. I own multilevelmarketing.news, and I own a whole bunch of other stuff. And just a little bit of inside baseball, those are all independent websites. And what we do is we post to each one lots of times. Well, I also own things like healthfood.news. I also own alternativehealthcare.news. I also own, which other ones? Oh, my gosh, the recent ones. Oh, we do some stuff for our family members, but that's personal stuff, so you don't need to know about that. But again, the .news stuff, which means I own Peter.news. So I was looking for a way for me to easily give people my email address, so I figured, well, might as well buy me. So I own Peter at Peter.news for my email address, and Peter.news is the domain name. So we also own Sandra.news. Sandra is a health coach of ours, and I wanted to show her how she could kind of easily give out her website when she was talking to different people. So we own Sandra.news. I also own, what are the .news ones? TravelAgency.news. Believe it or not, we own TravelAgency.news. I own a whole bunch of other ones as well that we're going to be expanding upon as well. So I am a .news enthusiast. So we also do a lot of things with self-replicating websites. So if you go to homebusinessconsultant.net, homebusinessconsultant.net/Peter, that's my website for our self-replicating website. So for those of you that are looking to do a self-replicating website, host a self-replicating website, own a self-replicating website, we could do that stuff as well. So as you've heard, as I did this little summary, we've kind of expanded in the 20-plus years that we've been doing, or 25-plus years that we've been doing this. We have our websites and our website hosting. We do this radio show. We own .news websites, MLM.news, and some of the alternatives. We also do things like the classified ad websites, and we have dozens and dozens and dozens of those, and some of them we hook together with our Humongous Ad Network to make it easier for you to have a great way to win that search engine war. We also do our .news websites. What else do we do? Did I forget? I think that's enough, don't you? I mean, holy crap. And we also do some outside telemarketing as well, so we're pretty busy over here. So I learned a long time ago that I wasn't going to let my lack of knowing how to do stuff stand in my way. So when I first got started, I didn't know what a website was, and neither did you when I first got started. That was a long time ago, in the late 1990s. But we figured it out anyway. I call it IDIA, IDIA. I did it anyway. So I wasn't going to let my lack of knowledge, because I figured everybody else was more or less in the same situation. So the same thing when it came to doing podcasts and radio shows and a whole bunch of other stuff. The one thing that I'm not so keen on, only because I'm so freaking busy and I'm multitasking all the time, is I don't do a lot of stuff with my face. Meaning, I'm not really big on like having you guys listen and watch me for like 45 minutes or an hour and a half or whatever. I mean, I know what I look like. You probably know what I look like. And if you want, you can imagine what I look like. It'll either be better or worse than what you're thinking. But the reality is that I'm not really so crazy about having a camera on me all day long. And part of the reason is because I'm friggin' busy. I mean, I playfully say it like this, but when you run a company with all these things, there's lots of stuff going on all the time. I'm looking over here. I got to check over there. I got to run over to a server room sometimes. I have to go do whatever. And then also, I built my life by design where I wanted to work from home. I figured if I can get an internet connection and a telephone connection to wherever I am, I could work wherever I am. So I got my daughter's dogs, I got my granddaughter, I got whatever might be popping in and out. Thank goodness for dogs and granddaughters. And the reality is I got other family members that sometimes need my help. I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I have a hard time standing still. I don't want to be tied down, nor can I be tied down in front of a frigging camera for 45 minutes to an hour and a half, because you already know what I look like. So, and I don't really need to know what you look like. So there we go. So I've never really been a big camera guy. I think I've probably taken a selfie of myself purposely. I don't even think I did one purposely. I probably did one on purpose. So I am the anti-social social networker, although we still have like Facebook and stuff like that. I don't use it a lot because I just don't need that many electronic pen pals. And some people, they think just because they can type to me that the only thing that I do in my life is have the time to be able to type back to them. And I feel bad. So I was not put on this place to have people feel bad. But I just don't have time for these electronic pen pals. So customers is what I want to devote my time to. You guys, if you're listening in and you have some questions about some stuff, that's the sort of stuff I don't need an electronic pen pal. So I know maybe some people call them friends. I mean, maybe some of you guys like that stuff, or maybe for some social issues, that's okay. But for prospecting and building a business, I do other things. So having said any all of that sort of stuff, we've also started to adapt our way into that market where we're trying to get involved with some social influencers and a whole bunch of other stuff like that. That's for another radio show. But the reality is I just figured, let me come on, give you guys a little bit of an update on some of the things that we've been working on. So you can see that, number one, we're still alive. Number two, we're really super busy. Number three, there's no end in sight because this stuff doesn't end. There's always something new to do. And as far as the home-based business opportunities are concerned, I think there's lots of people that are really looking very disjointed and disconnected and sometimes lack of focus. So you need some good training that's involved. So there's still a lot of confusion, mucho amount of scams. And with the FTC and the SEC and everybody else kind of tightening up on some of the things they tighten up on, I think it's harder to be loosey-goosey and get away with stuff. So I think most people want to be compliant. You know, I think that's a good idea. So education on being compliant, I think, is super-duper important as well. So we're always fighting a good fight. We're doing that anti-MLM stuff when done wrong, pro-MLM stuff when done right, and we're doing all that sort of stuff on Building Fortunes Radio. So I think this home-based business gig is a good thing for many people if they have the self-discipline and the intestinal fortitude and the stick-to-itiveness to be able to do it. But it's something you got to learn. It's not just a side gig that you can just approach casually nowadays. It's something you really have to pay a little bit more attention to. So I'm going to say we've been fighting the good fight behind the scenes for lots of different companies and distributors as well. So those are the things you might not see me actively involved with. You know, educating people on the rules or regulations, some of the predatory practices of our fine government agencies, and of course with the whole political environment and the whole healthcare environment, we've been actively involved with those things too. So it's not a surprise that guys like me dig in and find more or less the truth as opposed to the mainstream media version of whatever might be going on. So I'm a big fan of election integrity, and for those people that wonder if I think there was election fraud in the last couple of elections, the answer is, yeah, how many do you want to go back? Seriously. And I'm not just talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about even before then, and before then, and before then. Remember, I'm from Florida, where, you know, George Bush was able to get over Al Gore based on his brother being like the governor of Florida. Like, hey, Jeff, you can't let me lose this one kind of thing. Who knows if that ever happened, but as I spoke to lots of people before and as I've done my research, election integrity is not a new subject, not new in this decade or the one before this one or the one before this one. So as long as there have been elections, there have been questions about election integrity. When it comes to health care, follow the money. Holy cow, if you aren't, I'm on my little podium, if you aren't actively involved in researching your own family and your own health concerns and not necessarily paying attention to whatever Big Pharma is going to feed to you, you are in trouble. I mean, I've been following people like Ralph Nader since forever that was talking about, you know, government agencies being corrupted by corporate espionage and corporate influence and corporate money. I've been following Ralph Nader forever since I knew about him, and since he actually spoke at one of our direct sales company's conventions, and I sat next to the gentleman on a plane. So, and we've been doing radio shows with Jim Turner, who was one of the original Ralph Nader Raiders. So I've been a consumer advocate and watching out for corporate poisoning of our everything for a super-duper long time. Well, if you've been following people like Dell Bigtree, The High Wire, some other people as well, as they're kind of uncovering, again, for the mainstream people and kind of getting their message out, a lot about what's recently happened with this vaccine agenda thing that Alan Phillips can tell you about, and lots of other people can tell you about that stuff as well. So yeah, I'm one that questions stuff. And when it comes to censoring, that's why we built Building Fortunes Radio. I knew a long time ago that I needed my own platform, that I could not, I never wanted like a Facebook or YouTube or Instagram or any of those other companies that weren't even invented yet, to be able to pull the strings on my hard work. So although we might post to some of those places, those are not the main posts that we place. And we have backups of everything, and we could recreate it, whatever we have, wherever we want it. And although we don't have to go totally decentralized for all you cryptocurrency guys, the reality is that I wanted to own my own platforms, and we do. So when it comes to servers and a lot of other things, we own this stuff. So people might try to shut them down, but they'd have a hell of a hard time really shutting them down, if you know what I mean. So the reality is I want it to be independent. And for those people listening in, you know, you might want to consider doing your own stuff with your own domain name, your own email address. Hey, your name's not peter.news, but maybe you can find something like that on your own. So you can own your own email. You can own your own domain name. You can own it. As opposed to you own it, not somebody else owns it. Like, who the hell would give out a Gmail email address? You don't own Gmail. They scan everything you do. Everything you do is probably scanned anywhere. So if you want to use Signal and you want to use Proton Mail, go for it. That doesn't make you a criminal. You know, FTC, if you're listening in. Wink, wink, for those people that understand that. But the reality is that for those people that want to succeed in home-based businesses, you got to work with people that are really into it, really in the know, really part of the, if you will, the trending edges, if you will, of what's going on with home-based businesses and the internet and technology and cryptocurrencies and currencies and government stuff. So I'll just leave it at that. So thanks for listening in. I figured let me let you hear my voice slinging some sentences together for a little bit of time. And for as long as we can do this, we're going to be doing this. So until I get too tired, and that probably isn't going to happen anytime soon. And I'll leave that little wiggle word in there, that probably thing in there, because you never know. You know, after 26 some odd years, you might just say, that's it, I'm done. Like, that's it, I'm done. Like Forrest Gump, if you remember the famous movie, he was running like for 6 months, had a big following, and then just said, that's it, I'm done. Well, I wouldn't do that to my customers, because unlike Forrest Gump's followers that were running after him, they weren't paying him, and their decision to be able to follow that guy. If you're one of our customers, I'll give you a little bit of warning if we're going to shut down anything like that. But the reality is that I think I'm going to be here for a while. So having a little bit of fun, what else would I do? So we're here, and we'll catch you next time on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks for listening in. Oh, and I guess I should leave you a phone number. You know, go traditional, old-fashioned, 386-445-3585. 386-445-3585, and we'll catch you next time. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.
If you are still listening in, I am going to play an extended version of our Building Fortunes Radio exit audio just to fill up 30 minutes, because when we use this for replay, we do it for 30 minutes, and I won't remember that we did it for like 22 or 24 minutes. So here we go. So if you're still here, you're going to hear our exit just two more times, maybe three.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.